guess, as well. So the beginning of the Pesach deals with the tikkun of Mabui. And this, of course, a little bit complicated of a topic. What I want to do today mostly is just speak a little bit in the background about Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, and where, what the different shitas are about that focus and how that might impact on different understandings of what Tikkun Mabui is about as well. So Tikkun Mabui itself is a little bit complicated of a topic. And just to raise some of the questions at the outset that we need to look at, although most of them we're not going to be looking at today. What is the background of Tikkun HaMavui? And in two senses. The more direct background is, what is the status of HaMavui before the Tikkun and after the Tikkun? Why does it need a Tikkun? Everybody agrees that Midaraisa, it doesn't require Tikkun, at least to carry within it. So would appear. The Rambam Shita is a little bit problematic in this regard. We'll discuss that. The question is, what is its actual status, Daraisa and Drabanan, before the Tikkun? It's certainly not Rishus HaRabim. Is it Rishus HaYachid? That's certainly the view of the majority of the Rishonim. The Rambam, as we'll soon see, seems to have difficulty with this idea. According to the Rambam, it would appear before the Tikkun of the Mavui by means of either Lechi or Korah that the Mavui itself is not a Rishus HaYachid, although there probably certainly would be Heter Tiltul B'Tocho, but very possibly that would be based on either Karmelis or Mokum P'tur. So that's first thing that we have to think about. What is being Nitkan, as what is the pre-status, the prior status of the Mabui, that may have a lot to do with the nature of the Tikkun, what it is that we are accomplishing by means of the Korah or the Lechi. As we'll see in a moment, there's a major debate among the Rishonim, not only regarding the status of Mabui before the Tikkun, and therefore how that Tikkun works, but also what the Chashash might be, midrabanan. Is the chashash basically, that people will confuse it with Rishus HaRabim, and they'll start to carrying with the heter at least until the Rishus HaRabim? That's what Rashi emphasizes right at the beginning. Discuss that fully. Rashi says in the first Rashi in the Masechta that the midaraisa itzar hotzah of Rishus HaRabim b'Shabbos, mayi Rishus HaRabim. We'll get that at the moment. And after describing what Rishus HaRabim is, he says, Hilkach, lo haver Rishus HaRabim batzim b'tez zayin amma, rochav umepulosh mibes roshin, avo mavo I katzaru, trying to show you the time of Rishus HaRabim, ve'ena rochav tez zayin amma, inami rochav hu ena mepulosh, ala rosh echad pasuach Rishus HaRabim, rosh echad sasum, yav umepulosh lahavim mishtri b'kora, the kivet lahav Rishus HaRabim hu shori letal tule bei minar Torah b'lishum tikkun. Rashi here does not say explicitly that it's a Rishus HaYachid, but he does say that B'lishum Tikkun there would be a Heter of Tiltul B'Tocho. Again, other Rishonim say more explicitly, and probably Rashi and Shabbos seems to say, we'll get to that in a minute, that it is actually Rishus HaYachid Gamor. Rabbi Yonason, tradition we'll talk about in just a second, says Rishus HaYachid Gamor. Rabbanan Gazra Aleam Mishum Da'asi Lichlufe Rishus HaRabim. Vishar Yua B'takanta Delechi Okora Deleheva Hakeira. So according to Rashi, the chashash in Mavoi is that that you'll come to mistake a heter of Tiltul Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbeinu Yonason in the back, also the first one and already an exciting one in the Masechta, seems to go much further than Rashi in two senses. And you have to collect the language of the other Rishonim to see what they think. But this is one of the issues that we need to zero in on. Rabbi Yonason, describing the background, explains Midaraisa Rishus HaYachid Gemurahi. Okay, that's not what Rashi says here, but that's consistent with other Rishonim. Aval Chachamim Chashashu Kivin Shirosho Echad Pasuach Rishus HaRabim Ola Karmelis, which is also interesting. Dilma Asi Lemitai Lemishre, which is Haram Gemura. So pretty much that's what Rashi says. But then Rabbeinu Yonasan goes further. He says, Inami Ki Hechid Lalesi L'Taltule Mershus Harabim L'Tocho. The Kivan Shenifrat B'Milo L'Rishus Harabim the Shavahu L'Rishus Harabim Amri Din Rishus Harabim Yeshlo. L'Fikach Ketzricho Lasa Sekeira L'Bnei Rishus Harabim U'L'Bnei Rishus Hayachid Shelo Yitaltalu Mizeh L'Zeh. The Tikno Aviach Koru Rechava Tefach Al-Kosle Amavi L'Hodiya Sheshtei Rishu Yosei. So the Rabbeinu Yonasan is saying much more than what Rashi. Rashi says it's only a chashash that you'll be metaltel b'rishus harabim. According to Rabbeinu Yonasan, there's also a chashash that you'll be metaltel treat the mavui and rishus harabim as a single rishus lekula, and that somehow you'll think that not necessarily that a mavui is a rishus harabim, but because it's parutz the rishus harabim that should have the dinim of rishus harabim. Even lakula. That's very remarkable. And therefore the tikkun is not just to teach you that Rishus HaRabim is Asur Betiltul, but also to teach you that the Mabui, even though it's Parutz Rishus HaRabim, is not a Rishus HaRabim, or it's not one with Rishus HaRabim. That's a wholly different perspective. The truth is that that formulation is not obvious at all. But it's also a little bit tamua that Rashi, when he was worried about the potential of tiltul versus harabim because of whatever ta'us would be made, why wasn't Rashi also worried about hotzah versus rishus, about the possibility of carrying from the rishus harabim into the mavul? In other words, you don't have to accept the Rabbeinu Yonasan's interesting formulation that you might think that's anything which is parutz to rishus is at one with that rishus lakula, but just if for some reason you don't think that that rishus harabim is if you think this is rishus harabim or it's close to, it looks like a rishus harabim, why would you also have the worry of any other? That's something that needs to be addressed. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that we need to try to figure out what is the chashash that motivates mabui. What is the status of the mabui, both before the tikkun and also midrabanan after the tikkun? Again, is it rishus yachid gemura before the tikkun? That's in the view of Rabbeinu Yonasan. Is it something like a karmelis or a mokum p'tur? Just to highlight that, we'll speak more about it in a moment. The Rambam, at least some Rambams, seem to be taking that particular position. The Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Dalid, talks about Keren Zavis, first parak of Shabbos on Dav Zayin and Aleph, and the Gemara speaks about Karmelis, so it speaks about Keren Zavis as well. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Keren Zavis that we're speaking about there is not a karmelis, but it's something, or if it is a karmelis, it's, put it this way, it's karmelis, but it's a karmelis based on lo nicha tashmishe, or a house which, you know, juts into the rishus harabim in a way that makes a part of it unusable. The Rambam has a very remarkable position. Perek Yudalid Halacha Dalid discusses more fully. What he says, and he's talking about karmelis, the whole halacha dalit is the karmelis. Tel sheish bo arba larba, yasral kein, gavo gimel ad yud, shak karmelis in tefesis ala ad sara, in rechava pachas mi arba larba, v'chein charitz. Rambam speaks about karmelis in this halacha, and then he says, v'chein keren zavis, had smucha l'rishus harabin, v'hu hamakom shemukav gimel mechitzos, v'ruach harevius, rishus harabin. Kegon maboy she'ein lo lachi okora v'ruach revias v'chein ayamim v'abika v'ein mosachama v'ein mosachamim k'ele kamalusei. So this idea, Rambam's interpretation of Keren Zavis, which is not the way all the other Rishonim understood it, but it's a little difficult to read inside the Gemara too, but basically as a maboy, basically puts maboy as a karmelis. And the Rambam seems to be saying that the Lechi and the Korah, this is very, very important, change the status of Mabui, not only Midrabanan, but Midaraisa. The Pashas is that Lachi and Korah, you know, Lahalach at least, only have a Midrabanan impact. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Gemara, who holds that Shnei Mechitzos versus Arabim, that there's a possibility of being Ma'ari versus Arabim under certain conditions. So it's possible, there are different iterations of this, you know, that maybe Lachi, maybe Korah, etc. But if you don't know like Rabbi Yehuda, the simple pshat is that Korah and Lachi are dinim drabanan that apply only to Mavoi. The Rambam here in Perek Yudalet Halacha Dalet of Shabbos and a few other places as well seems to say that Lachi and Korah have a Doraisa impact. And again, there are some stirahs in the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hos Erubin, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, seems to say this as well. Chatzah Sheyesh Bo Shechinim Harbe. וכן הדין במדינה שהיא מוקף הסכומה גבוה עשר תוכם שיש עוד לסוס מנהלוס בלילה כולו רשיס היוחד זהו דין טוב. So the simple shot in Rambam is that the only reason a mabui שיש לו לכי הקורא שיהיו כל בני המבוי מתור מטל כבקולון וחצר של מבוי is because of the lechi hakorah. Because if you had the mabui בלי לכי וקורא it would not be a רשיס היוחד Doraisa. That's a simple pshat. The Lachi and the Korah have a Doraisa impact according to the Rambam. That changes the way that we look at the whole sugyas of the beginning of Erev. Unlike Rabbi Yonasan, possibly unlike Rashi. There's another issue here, and that is that the Rambam here in the beginning of Hilchos Erev says that there's no difference between a Lachi and a Korah. Sounds like both of them have this impact of turning the mabui from whatever it was, in light of Perek Yudalet Halacha Dalet, something like a Carmelist, or maybe a Carmelist, into Rishus HaYachid. Problem is that the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, I have to go through all these Rambams, they're very complicated, but Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes, it's the famous one, so the Rambam says that mabui שאין ברחבו גימל תפחים אין הצורך הלכי ולא קורה מתלתלת בכולה כל פחס מגימל הרים כלבוד מובי שכשירו בקורה אף פי שמותה לתלת בכולו כי רשוס היחיד הזורק מתוכו לרשוס הרבים או מרשוס הרבים לתוכו פטור שהקורה משום הקר היא עשויה אבל למכשיר בלחי Azorik betocha l'shus harabim u'mishus harabim l'tocho chayiv shalechi areu kimechitza v'ruach rabiyas. There's several problems with this, several challenges with this Rambam. And the Rambam, of course, jumps in. And the Rambam says, Om Avram, ha'milsa kasha tuva. Kiva the mutter, l'talta b'kulo, alma b'mavu shiesh lo gimel mechitzas kamar, v'kamel d'gimel mechitzas taraisa. Im kain, hechsheru b'kora amai patur. Right. So basically, the Rambam is saying, I don't understand. If our Gimel Mechitzos is a Rishus Hayachid Daraisa, if it's Rishus Hayachid Daraisa, then any kind of tilto from Rishus Harabim inside should be Chayev Minatorah. And the Korah obviously doesn't make it better; it should make it worse. So what's the Rambam even talking about? But this is the Rambam Lishitaso, basically. Since that's all we have time, I'm going to cut his order a little bit and stage him a little bit. But this is the Rambam who, in Perek Yudalet, Halacha Dalet that I mentioned before, where the Rambam seems to say, this is a big issue of the Rambam, that even if you have Gimel Mechitzos, it's not so simple that you have a Rishus Hayachid Gemura. There are indications that the Rambam requires four mechitzos for Rishus HaYachid are stirahs of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin halacha beis heich matirin mavui asasum also nechal shabbos osala beruach avias lachi echad o osala kora the daya the teich hashev osala kora osala lachi ki lusasam ruach revias viasa rishus hayachid via mutal etalta bekula in Torah the gimel mechitis bovad mutal etaltel umidivrei sofrim hi haruach harevias ulefika kadayla belachi o bekora. Again, this is a very challenging Rambam to read. On the one hand, Rambam says that once again, there's a certain consistency even in the challenging Rambams here, of course, that either a lechi or a korah turns this into ye'asa rishus hayachid ye'emuta letalto bekulo, right? Shadin Torah, but it doesn't say that, again, that if you throw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah that we equate Korah and Lechi. It sounds like Korah and Lechi are equated on the Drabanan of Muta L'Taltal B'Kulo, but in light of Halakha Tess, hard to say more. But also, Shadin Torah B'Gimel B'Chitos Bilvad Muta L'Taltal U'Midivrei Sofrim Hu HaRuach HaRavias U'Lefikach Daila B'Lechi O B'Korah. So, if you didn't have the other Rambams, what you might have thought, and how some people read this Rambam, is that the din of Gimel Mechitzos is Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, and the requirement of Ruach Revius, that is, you know, he calls it Divrei Sofrim, but we know Divrei Sofrim is always a problem. So if you wanted to say Divrei Sofrim meant Drabanan, you say, oh, Lechi and Korah are Drabanan, and Minat Torah, this is a Rosh Hashanah Gemura. Like the majority of the Rishonim, like the Ravid, basically, in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Tes. And if that's the case, then Korah and Lechi, which work, only work on a Drabanan level. They're only needed in the Drabanan, and they only have the effect of a Drabanan. However, in light of Halacha Tes, and Halacha Lamed Hei, and Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Talid, you know, probably the Rambam means something different. And what he really says here is that Minat Torah you could carry with three mechitzos. But he doesn't say it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa. You could carry in a Karmelis Minaraisa too. That's going back to Perek Yedalid Halacha Dalid. Right? You could carry in a Karmelis Minat Torah, just not Midrabanan. But the Chalos of Karmelis or is basically Chalos Daraisa, according to the Rambam. So what probably the Rambam is saying here is that b'gimel b'chitzos bilvad it's muta l'talvel, but b'divrei sofrim even the tiltul requires a ruach revius. But for that reason, since you know its function here is to transform from a karmelis, it's dai v'lechi or b'korah, and maybe you might even say further that you know that there shouldn't be a stira to halacha tes that lechi has the effect of a mechitza, which turns it into Rosh Hashanah Gemura, you know, in every respect, and Korah only turns it into Rosh Hashanah Le'inyan Heter Tiltol, but not Le'inyan, you know, the Chumra of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, which would be Chai. Again, there's a whole literature on these, and that's kind of what the Rambam also is talking about in Perek Aleph. Halacha Aleph. Again, the Griz in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Eruvin has a piece where he basically suggests, he says, I don't understand the whole Rambam, what he's talking about, why he needs Lechi and Korah here in this context. So what he explains is that the context of Hilchos Eruvin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is really the idea of, you know, Shitufei Mavos and Eruve Chatzeros, right? The problem of Diurin, multiple Diurin, and that is Mechayiv. You know, midrabanan that creates, you know, that breaks down. Let's say, you know, Rosh Hashanah. So he says, basically explains that in a similar fashion. That he's also bothered by how come the Rambam says Korah and Lechi when the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes seems to be mechalik between Lechi and Korah. So what he explains is that the whole idea of Shitufei Mavos and Eruve Chatzeros is limited to a Rosh Hashanah. At least you need a Rosh Hashanah midrabanan. There's no such concept, you know, when there's a heter tiltol, if this is a heterotilthal based on Malcolm Patur, right, there's just no din. You have a Malcolm Patur and you have multiple people there. That's not a diurin which generates a chiyuv of Eruv Chatzeros or the equivalent Shitufe Mavos. But if you have, you know, a Rosh HaYachid of some sort, certainly Doraisa, but even Durabanan, and that Rosh HaYachid though is then challenged by multiple diurin, so under those circumstances you have the requirement or the ikuv of Eruv Chatzeros and Shitufe Mavos. So what he tries to explain is that similar to what I said in the different, to explain the other part of the Rambam, and that is that a lechi is a mechitza, and that creates a rishus v'yachid gemura. A kora remains a makom p'tur daraisa, since it's only hekera, but midrabanan, it's koveya a rishus v'yachid legabe the din of diurin. That's why in Perek Aleph, there's an equation between Korah and Lechi. And I'm suggesting, not sure if he explained it this way, that again, the way to explain Perek Yitzayin Halacha Beis in light of this is that Mutal Taltel doesn't mean Rishus Hayachid, not Daraisa, and not, when he says, you know, Midaraisa, it doesn't mean that Korah is Rishus Hayachid. What it means is that it is a. It's a karmelis based on what he says in Perek Yizayin Halacha Daled, and so on. Okay, and then what emerges from the Rambam is a very, very important idea in general, and that is that really he holds two things: that min haTorah, Rosh HaYachid Gemura at least, requires Daled Mechitzos, but that certainly a Lechi, and possibly this is a little trickier in light of what we said, even a Korah is a Chalos. Possibly, certainly the Lechi is a Chalos Doraisa, possibly even the Korah itself. Now there is of course a whole suggestion made by the Magid Mishnah and the Ramach and others, and that is to explain some of the apparent stiras of the Rambam, that the Rambam's requirement of Dalet Mechitzos maybe depends on whether or not the, you know, the situation is one where it's parutz l'rishus harabim or parutz l'karmelis. In other words, that if you have a gimel mechitzos and it's parutz l'karmelis, so under those conditions, midoraisa, that's a rishus hayachid gemura. But where it's parutz l'rishus harabim, that's where it's a chisaron even on the doraisa level. And of course, it's also very fascinating that the structure of Rishus HaYachid should be contingent, not objectively on the structures, but on the competing, you know, influences. And it would also mean that the influence of Rishus HaRabim is a greater challenge, is an influence, and is a greater challenge to overcome than other influences. And that, I think, works very well with, I don't think it's Mukhrak, but works very well for what we're going to suggest for the Rambam's view of Rishus HaRabim in just a couple of minutes. The bigger part of all of this, well, A, is to understand the Rambam's view of Rishus HaYachid and Lechi and Korah, but according to the Rambam, the bigger point I want to make here is that, unlike Rabbeinu Yonason, let's take Rabbeinu Yonason, Rashi, and the Rambam just for a second, you know, in terms of the background of a Mavui and Tikkun Mavui, what, as I said before, what is the Mavui prior to its tikkun, daraisa and drabanan, and what is the nature of the tikkun and the status after the tikkun, and that's quite different according to the various rishonim. Again, according to Rashi, so the chashash is, oh, you might think that there's a heter. This whole city is rishus harabim, or it's mutter l'talto rishus harabim. It's a much narrower concern, the concern of mabui, and we're not concerned about the makom hamabui. Something wrong going on there, number one. At the same time, again, Rashi and Aaron doesn't say it's Rosh Hashanah and Gemura, but Rashi and Shabbos mostly seems to think that it is. I'll read the Rashi and Shabbos in a minute. It's not Mokra either, as we'll see in a second. According to Rabbi Yonason, on the one hand, Daraisa, it's Rosh Hashanah and Gemura, right? But the Chashash is a bigger Chashash. You know, there's Rashi's Chashash plus the possibility of being motzi rishus harabim, rishus hayachid, gemura, you know, this mabui, But what's also interesting about Rabbeinu Yonason is the formulation that the purpose of the Lechi and the Korah then is not just, you know, to remind you, you know, don't mess up about Rosh Hashanah Rabin. You could say, you know, that's a very extraneous kind of a din. But on the contrary, to really build some sort of heker between the Rishuyos. That's an important point in Rabbeinu Yonason, which is not necessarily in the pshat in Rashi. At the same time, for the Rambam, the whole issue of the whole background of Mabui is much more fundamental, because maybe we're talking about a Carmelis or a Mokum Ptur, probably a Carmelis, based on Halacha Dalid. And Kera, the Korah, and the Lachi may have a Chalos Doraisa to accomplish. And it isn't a Rishus HaYachid Gemura, certainly if it's open to Rishus HaRab. So the whole stakes of what's happening, both as a problem and as a solution in Tikkun Mabui, all these Gemaras, etc., is just much higher. You know, it's different for Rabbeinu Yonason than it is for Rashi, than it is for some of the other formulations of Rishonim, but it's certainly on a totally different plane for the Rabbah. Okay. Having said that, what really happens in the Tikkun HaMabui, once it's made, forget about the Rambam for the moment, is of course also a big topic. And these are things I'm touching on, but these are all good topics, you know, to do for Chaburas, and everything else. So we know that the Gemara speaks in a number of places in the beginning of the Masechta here, both about Korah and Lechi, and I'm going to speak in general terms at the moment, in terms of two phenomena, Heker and Mechitza. Gemara discusses this with regard to Korah, and they discuss it with regard to Lechi. At the same time, the Gemara seems to suggest that even if Lechi is Midin Mechitza, that Korah is Midin Heker. And basically, that's what the Rambam paskins, the Rambam that we just mentioned, in Parak Zayin, Halacha Test. Right? Just that the Rambam thinks that that's not only. That has not only drabanan consequences, but even possibly doraisa consequences, which I say is part of the escalation, according to Shitas HaRav. But having said that, so it's interesting to note that this is a very complicated question. Even as we would have thought that it would be just very simple, either something is mishum heker or something is mishum mechitza. And if it's Mishum Mechitza, so then again, our whole discussion is to, basically what we're saying is that, at least Midrabanan, that the Mabui is a place which is off limits for two Rishus HaRab the Mask, or it's two Carmelis alike. But by the way, that's Rishus HaRab the Mask and Carmelis alike. And therefore, it really needs a Tikkun. It has to be turned into, the equivalent of a Rishus HaYachid. And that's, then the whole sugya of Mabui and Tikkun Mabui really belongs to, on the Rabbanan level at least, if we're not speaking about the Rambam, to Rosh HaYachid type, Rosh HaYachid Rabbanan level. On the other hand, if it's Midin Heker, so one would have thought that a Heker's a Heker, meaning a Heker's to remind you. What is it to remind you of? Even then, there could be differences, like we just saw. A Heker to remind you that this isn't the same as that. And, they're two different things and you can't go from one to another. Okay. Or just a heker to remind you that, by the way, don't make a mistake about Rosh Hashanah Rabin out there. Whether you take, the initial formulation of Rabbeinu Yonason or Rashi. But at the end of the day, a heker isn't substantive, one would think. I'm speaking in the Muskal Rishon sense. And therefore, the Tikkun Ayideh Heker, whether it's Ayideh Lachi or Ayideh Korah, or if that's Gufa the Kiluk between Lechi and Korah, which would make it more fundamental, so then Lechi would be about, a kind of Mechitza Durabanan, or at least the Stima Durabanan, or maybe a Pesach Durabanan. By the way, those three things might be different too, right? Whether you call something a Mechitza, a Stima, or certainly a Pesach. Whereas the Heker is about, you have this extraneous concern that people are going to make up a Shabbos problem. It's quite remarkable how many dinim and all the details, just to make sure that doesn't happen. That's a Musra Haskell you know, on the Yiras Shamayim level for us all. Like, you know, I beg, somebody might make this mistake, and now myriads of halakhos, complicated halakhos, we're grateful for them. But it also just tells us how precious even the malacha grew of, even the, you know, halakha Moshe Mitzrayim within the malacha grew of, you know, Tilto Daladamos precious around it. Anyways, but the point is that it isn't about, the dinim are not so much about, you know, structures and fictional walls and stimos and psachim, but it's just to remind you about all of this. And indeed, this is the view of that. That's what it seems like from certain sugyas, from certain rishonim. However, having said that, again, this is part of the food for thought. I'm throwing it out. The matter is not so simple in either direction. We seem, even though, let's say, take the Rambam as one example. I'll take three quick examples, the ones I put on the Marmakomos. For the Rambam, for example, the Rambam paskins the Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes that Korah is Mishum Heker and Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. And he seems to be again, the Rambam is upset, but he has a tangible nafkamina, right? Whether or not Azorik and Benu Lurshus HaRabin is going to be Chai for Potter. Wow. Okay. So the Rambam paskins this way in the Gemara, and yet, right, when it comes to the other Rambams that we just read, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Beis, a mortal point, let's say Perek Aleph Hilchos Eruvin Halacha Aleph, which I should have put in the Marmar Kamos, I don't know why I didn't, I should have. That's one. He treats them the same, as we discussed. Maybe only midrabanan. And in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, Perek Zayin, rather Halacha Beis. Again, he treats them as one. Unlike Halacha Tes, and he used the expression that Techashev Osa Kora O Oso Lachi Ki'ilu Sasam Ruach Revius. Right. So, what happened to Heker? Never mind the apparent stira, whether it's Shiachin Gemura or not, which we've suggested an answer to. But he is saying, at minimum, that a Kora is still the same. Even if you want to say it's on the Drabanan, you know, level in terms of its impact, it sounds like the Rambam thinks that while there's a difference between Heker and Mechitza, Heker is a type of Mechitza rather than just being an extraneous you know, mnemonic device, you know, to make sure that you don't forget about Rishus HaRabim or the break between a Mabui and Rishus HaRabim. And surely that's very, very significant, very important. In the other direction, may or may not be related, but it's worth, I think, mentioning, and that is that the same Rambam, in the first Mishnah, speaks about right, the Mabu Ishu Gavoa L'malam Yasrimama, and the Gemara labors hard, you know, to figure out the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about L'malam Yasrim, right? And the Pashtos, the Gemara seems to say that it's about Heker. And the simple reading of the Sugyas, at least, is that it's about Korah. Korah L'malam Miyasra. And the Rajba, first Rajba in Sakta, and many of the other Chachmei Sfarad follow suit, say explicitly that if we were talking about Lechi L'malam Miyasra isn't the problem. Right? And there are two formulations of that. Either because L'maisa, the lechi's pinned on the side there, and therefore it's not a chisarim in heker. That's why some rishonim say it. And the Rambam says it. The way other rishonim say it is, well, if lechi is mishum mechitza, so mechitza is not subject to the question of lamala meesrim. We'll see in a moment. Rabbeinu Yonason says a similar idea. So it's logical, since the sugyas are talking about korah, especially if korah is mishum heker, both for practical reasons and conceptual reasons or legal reasons, that the problem of Lamala Michav is limited to Kohen. However, the Rambam disagrees. And I think I put this on the Marmakomos. that the Rambam seems to say, again, that some of the notes of Kalim are, some of the notes of Kalim are in denial, and they say that's not what the Rambam, that's not what the Rambam means. But the Rambam Yud Dalid, right, speaks about, Yud Zayin, Yud Dalid, getting my Rambam's mixed up, says as follows, Kama yia pesach hamavui via dai lech shero, belechio bekora, govo ein pakos masara, velo yetzer al esrin, erachvo ad esr amos. Then he talks about tzuras pesach and so on. So, the pashtus of the Rambam is that whether we're dealing with lechi or kora, right, you have the minimum and the maximum, meaning you have the lower and the shir lamat on the shir lamat. So again, some of the notes of Caleb and the Rambam say, no, he doesn't mean that. He only means that where it's shayach, you know, which is only, of course, in kora, either for practical reasons or because it's a heker problem, so will it apply. I mean, the group, the tikkun, whichever it applies to. But a simple shot of the Rambam, this is how many of the Farshim understood the Rambam can shoot also, is that even lechi is subject to chaf. So I'm just trying to point out that in a way, intuitively, the Rambam is mechadish in both directions. On the one hand, he says kora is mishum heker, and yet he considers it to be a stima. On the other hand, lechi is mishum lechitza, and yet he throws lechi and kora together, legabe the dimensions. Now again, there might be other reasons for this. I think it's a bit of a pattern. Similarly, Rashi here, on the Beis Haman Aleph, when he's describing the whole thing, so he focuses very much on Heker, and he says, Rabbanan gozer le mishum dasi lachlut v'brishus harabin, v'sharyua v'takanta, delechi o korah, delehevi akera, delelesi v'nishu v'brishus harabin gemurah. And Rabbi Kivager, in the Gilyan HaShas, immediately jumps in. He has two kashas. First one we'll leave for now. But the second one, the chain, Harav, means the Bartanura, also said, Visharyu betakanta delechi o korah delehevi heker, hakaimlan delechi o mid mei lav, havalechi. The kaimlan lechi mishum mechit. One of the nafkaminas, whether lechi is mishum heker or mishum mechitza, is lechi abba mei lav. So if we paskin lechi abam love is a lechi, so it's not midin heker, it's midin mechitza. Why is the Rambam saying? Why is Rashi saying that it's mishum heker? So the question is, when is heker, a stima and a type of stima and a mechitza, and when is lechi even as a mechitza? Yes, a mechitza, but a mechitza betoras. Heker, a different kind of a mechitza. That might be what Rashi is saying. Not against the Gemara, it's chiluk between lechi and korah. But that this mechitza wouldn't be a mechitza if you needed a stima, or real pesach, or real mechitza. This is a mechitza, right, which works for heker. Okay. Similarly, you have a stira in the... In Rabbeinu Yonason's reading of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, again, Gemara is very fascinating. Gemara originally starts to work with, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So, you learn that from Pischo Shel Ulam, or Pischo Shel Heichal, or Shar HaChatzer. So it sounds all very objective, right? And very either Mechitza oriented, or better, even Pesach-oriented. What's a chalos? Pesach. Right? That's what the Gemara is doing. But then, at a certain point, the Gemara turns around. Right? The Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph seems to say, no, it's not about, Pischo Shel Ulam as opposed to Pischo Shel Heichal. It's about a Heker. And there are other Gemaras also that seem to say, even Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha is based on Heker. So it's fascinating is that, again, Rabbeinu Yonason, not the first one, but the second one. So Rabbi Yonason really kind of charges right out of the gate, to establish his interesting credentials. So he says here, Rabbi Yehuda Palig, the Amar Deinat Tzarech Lemait, this is the Rabbeinu Yonason, big Kiddush, the Sfir Leilav, the Shum Hekera Bi Alma, Utkina Kora, Ella Shem Bechitza, Darminon Pi Tikra Pni Miyored Vesose. The Kibbutz Hachi Hu, Ein Regel Han Nechnesses Vayotzes Tachta, Yechalu Levatla Mechitza, Mali Tochaf Mali Lamala Michaf, Hakol Dinechad Vein Sarachumata. The Ozer Rabbiuda Letame, even as a Lashitaso, later on, at Ma'arvin Bamabui Mefulash. Why? Because Ma'arvin Bamabui Mefulash, Afa Bishu Mefulash, Ma'arvin Metalfin Toko, Kibin Yeshla Kora, Lishne Roshov, because it's a Pitikra, Yore Besose. So the person on the side here, in the, I don't know who this is, but you know, in these new Gemaras, thank you, Tamar, for lending these Gemaras, great personal sacrifice. But, you know, he quotes some of the Marmakomos. At home I have the other one, the other new one, the Ozvi Hadar. He also is a guy who wrote, you know, Aras on the side. So they quotes other people. Everybody's quoting all the rayas against Rabbeinu Yonason to establish that not only does it seem like the Gemara not Gimel, not that Rabbeinu Yonason, I'm sorry, that Rabbi Yehuda is midin hekker, but there are other Gemaras also which imply that Korah is mishum hekker according to Rabbi Yehuda. How did Rabbi Yonason all of a sudden come up with Pitikra Yored Besose? But I think, in light of both the Rashi and the Rambam that we just spoke about, Rabbi Yonason is another good example. I think, I don't know if this one comes to that conclusion, or he just says, oh, this sugya, that sugya. I think the other one, I read it this quickly. Maybe that's like the litmus test which Gemara you should use, I don't know. But they're both very good. But the, I mean, the way those things are just, you know, a little bonus sometimes. But the suggestion is that we have to redefine what Hekera means, just like we have to redefine what Mechitza means. So to sum up, what I'm trying to suggest is that in addition to trying to figure out the background, what is the status of a Mavui Daraisa, and what is the chashash which leads the requirement for tikkun? That's one group of questions which we're touching on. Then, of course, the question is, and what does the tikkun accomplish, the rice and drabanan, and how does it accomplish it? And what about the difference between korah and lechi, especially if you make the difference between heker and mechitza? And what I'm trying to show, both in the Rambam and Rabbi Yonason, and a little bit in Rashi, is that instead of the orthodox view, you know, the traditional, you know, the Muskel Rishon view, basically, which is that heker means heker with no substance, and mechitza means a mechitza gemura, which has nothing to do with heker, and never the twain shall meet. There are indications that even if you hold mechitza, this is a mechitza, you know, which is targeted for a certain kind of a purpose. I mean, the Rambam himself seems to say that, even though he holds that lechi might be deraisa, or chalos deraisa. And by the same token, when we say hakera, we don't necessarily mean that it has no substance. What we may mean is that we're emphasizing, you know, a certain type of mechitza, mechitza shel hakera, as opposed to a mechitza hamakif or hasosem, etc. And that would be very critical to know. This would have impact on a whole series of other issues, again, which are, you know, topics to think about. For example, the question of what the tikkun mavui really accomplishes. In addition to the question we've just been talking about, which is it a memory thing, and basically it's extraneous, doesn't do anything, really, or does it really substantively change things, and how? But another question is, even assuming it does change things, one way or another, it changes the opening, I mean the point of contact between Rishus HaRabim and the inside of the Mavui, and it's all about the Pesach, and that particular, that's what requires Tikkun, and that's what the Tikkun is focused on. Or, and this of course goes to both of the first two questions, right? What was the problem and status to begin with, and how is this working? Does it really transform the entire Mavui? The Mavui becomes a Rishus, right, based on the Tikkun that you make. And therefore, assessing it, you don't just look at the Pesach, right, you look at the whole Mavui. This may affect a lot of issues. Poritz and Merubah, and Surah Pesach, and a lot of different questions. The more we think that we're trying to transform, like according to the Rambam, you're trying to make Rishus HaYachid Gemura. That's not a din ala Pesach. But maybe according to Rabbeinu Yonason, you're just trying to show that you know there's a break between these two Rishuyot. That is a din on the Pesach. According to the Rashi, you're just trying to make sure that you don't walk in Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Again, the Tam HaTakana may still be different from the Tochen HaTakana in terms of what happens here. But the more, that's one of the things that we need to assess also. Is there a change taking place? If so, is it a din in Pesach? And on the Pesach, or is it a change in the entire Chalos HaRishus? And there might be two issues. There might be a focus on the Pesach. It might explain a lot of discrepancies. But in some respects, also, there is a transformation in terms of the enclosed area, the entire Chalos. So these are issues that we need to think about. Yeah. There's a?
That it stopped the person.
Yeah.
Hate is something that stops.
Right.
So therefore, when you have a hecker, it stops. So he said, that's the way it does.
And in a way, that's Rabbeinu Yonason. We want you to know that you don't go fluently or seamlessly from point A to point B. Maybe you can have a hecker mechitza for that. You don't necessarily need a hecker for a stima.
It makes me stop.
Right.
So
very good.
Even though it doesn't stop me physically, it makes me stop.
And
that's making me stop becomes very aware.
I don't think that's something different than what we're saying. Think about it. I think it's a very good formulation of it. And the fact that the mavui is parutz, the Rishus HaRabim, you know, so we want you to stop, is particularly important. Very 100%. Okay. Anyways, what I want to do now, these are questions that I wanted to raise. These are the background questions. But I also wanted to take a little bit of time also to discuss the bigger background. This is the background of, you know, what was the Mavui before? You know, what is the Chashash? You know, what does the Tikkun accomplish? What is the scope of the accomplishment of the Tikkun? Those are questions that we're going to be dealing with, you know, as you go through the details of the beginning of the Vesakta. Another question I should just add before I get to the point I want to make is, of course, the relationship between Chatzer and Mavui. Right. And we know that there's a lot of overlap, and we know that there are different. Are the issues the same? Are there parallel issues or not? Again, the Diurin issues certainly are parallel. Are the structural issues you know, of Chatzer and Mavui the same? And that may have a lot to do with the issues that we're talking about here. In other words, the parts of Shus HaRabin and some of the other questions. So we'll leave that, but that's another very critical question. What I do want to do, though, is I want to speak about some bigger background, which for the Rambam certainly matters, as we already discussed. For other Rishonim, maybe less so, but it's also obviously the big topic in both in Shabbos and in Erevin, and I think in theory at least, it also may have impact on the background of Mavui. And that is, what is a Rishus HaRabim? That extension, what is a Rishus HaYachid as well, but I want to speak a little time at least on what is a Rishus HaRabim. And again, just to remind everybody that our next Chavura is on Tuesday at 3 o'clock by Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll have another one. Is there a Thursday before after? In other words, not the 2 days after, but the week. There is that Thursday. So we'll have another one after that, either of Willie or I will get that. Okay. So I wanted to speak a little bit about Rishus HaRabim. Rashi, the immediate impetus, of course, is Rashi. The first Rashi in the Sefer is jam-packed. Probably anticipated that he would have to compete with Rabbeinu Yonason, you know, down the road. You know, not only does Rashi tell us the other things, the other good things, avoid saying Rishus HaYachid Gemura, which I think is interesting. He avoids the other half of Rabbeinu Yonason. He has the idea of Heker even for the Lechi, which, you know, triggered the Rabbi Kinegar ire. But in addition to that, he also has a Haggadah of Rishus HaRabim. So he says, "My Rishus HaRabim, Sratya Platya Gedola, Shadoma the Digle Amidbar, the Kol Nili Dishabes Mimishkan Gamrinan, Agalos Shalavim Baruchav Tezayin Ama, Ozli Kedamrinim Bazore Kilkachva Rishus HaRabim, Batsu Mitezayin Ama, Rochav Umefula Shmi Beis Rashin." as opposed to a mavoi, which is katsar, ve'ena racham, etc. Inami racham ve'ena mafulash. By focusing on what Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is, it's possible that also what Rashi was trying to emphasize here, number one, two things. I mean, the Pashtus, he was just trying to explain that midaraisa, you don't need a tikkun for a mavoi. Yeah, not like, because, again, whatever it is. But I think that he was also trying to explain, perhaps, why he was not, I'm guessing, speculating, I should say, why he was not concerned for the other issue of Rabbeinu Yonasan. In other words, why aren't you concerned that people are going to think that this Mavui is a Rishus HaRabim, right? Or that there's no difference between the Mavui and the Rishus HaRabim? Why are you only worried that people will say, oh, you can carry here, so you're carrying, you know, you'll walk into Rishus HaRabim, you'll carry there too. Why are you worried that, you know, you'll think that the Dalad, that the Rishus HaRabim and the Mavui are Rishus Achasein, since it's Parutz one into the other. So maybe Rashi was also trying to explain that the dimensions and the details of the Mabui and of Rishus HaRabim are incompatible. Nonetheless, right, since there's no, if there's no Heker, we're worried about one leading to the misunderstanding or misaction of the other. But the fact is that, you know, a Mabui is clearly not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, not only to tell you this Daraisa, but maybe also to address why he has that lacuna. Oh. But what's quite fascinating is that Rashi here omits one of the factors that he himself considers to be indispensable for Rosh Hashanah. And that, of course, is the issue of Shishim Riba. We know that Rashi thinks that that's indispensable because Rashi says so on Navav. Right here, Rashi says that. Rishus HaRabim, Rashi Balbin Aleph, Mashma Rachav Sheshes Reyama, Ve'ir Shemitzuyim Bashishim Ribo, Ve'ein Ba Koma, right? Shehoya Rishus HaRabim Shalom Bechuba Nishar Lishar, Shehe Mepulash Doma Ledigle Midbar. So it's interesting, Dar, Rashi in different places sometimes prominently projects Shishim Ribo, and in other places omits it completely. He omits it in the Eruv in Beis Amid Aleph, first Rashi, and he has it here on Bava Amid Aleph. He has it again on Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Right, this we'll discuss this, especially if we have time. Discuss it in more detail, see how much we have. Ir shal yachid benasa shal rabim, very strange halacha, very complicated halacha. Ma'arvin eskula. Shal rabim benasa shal yachid, ein ma'arvin eskula, elem kain, asa chutzala kikir chadasha shal Yehuda. Sheish b'chamishim dirim de Rav Yehuda, shim ha'm gimel chatzera shal shnei ban. So the question is, with regard to shitufei mabos and rubei chatzeros, do you need that under certain conditions? The pashtus, we're dealing with something which is has characteristics of a Rishus HaRabim, but for technical reasons isn't a complete Rishus HaRabim. So it's a little bit complicated, this mishnah. Anyway, we'll leave that for the moment. Maybe we'll get back to that because it's an important point to make from it. But basically, the mishnah is describing Ir Shel Yachid, which becomes Nasah Shel Rabim, or Rabim Shenasah Shel Yachid. Rashi assumes that means characteristics of Rishus HaRabim, and he explains Shelo Yinechnasid. First thing he says Shelo Yinechnasid, but Tamid Shishim Ribo Shel Bnei Adam, Velo Kashiva Rishus HaRabim, Delo Dami Ledigle Midbar. So here again, Rashi says Shishim Ribo. That's actually the default. The Mishnah only says that they're, you know, it's an Ir Shel Rabim or an Ir Shel Yachid, right? Rashi wants to give one characteristic, right? He gives Shishim Ribo. And it's also fascinating that even though in the Sugya of Bava Min Aleph, he doesn't mention that the source for Shishim Ribo is Digle Midbar, there he quotes Digle Midbar in conjunction with Mifulashim Mishar Lashar, but not with regard to Shishamibo. Here, he does connect it to, here he connects it to Shishim. Here he connects Bigla Midbar with Shishim Ribo. In Shabbos, on Vav Amud Aleph, as we know, the Gemara talks about Dalad Rishuyos Shal Shabbos. Gemara says, Tvan Rabbana Dalad Rishuyos Shal Shabbos, Shus Yachad, Shus Arabim, Karmelis, Umakom Ptur. And then the Gemara says, Ezu Rishus HaYachid. Gemara goes in order, unlike the Rambam, we'll see in a moment. And then the Gemara says, Ezu Rishus HaRabim, Sratya Platya, Gedola, Mavos HaMifulashim. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, Gemura. Ematzim Rishus HaYachid, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, Emachizim Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Emotzim Yitzlis Pshagi Chayiv Chatas, Mezon Ashkaris, Veniskal. Fine. And then comes Karmelis, and Makom Tur. So, what's fascinating is that in this Gemara, Rashi elaborates also. Rashi says, Sratya, Mesila Shahokra Mamir Le'ir, Platya, Rechava Shalir Shasham, Kabsin Neskora, Labo Shalir Rechavin Tezainama, Hamifulasha Mishne Rashin Platya. Rashi does not mention Shishim Ribo here, but of course the Gemara doesn't mention Shishim Ribo. So you have an interesting. So I should also add Derech Agav, because this is very important to our bigger topic, that the Gemara here has Dalid Rishuyo. So let me just mention this Derech Agav. Gemara has Dalid Rishuyo, and then the Gemara says that Chatzeros Sharabim Umevos She'enan Mifulashim, which is a Mabui, Mavisasum, Irvo Mutarim, Lo Irvo Asurim. So that's not part of the Dalad Rishuyos, obviously, but the Gemara has it as a as an extra. So Rashi says, Lo Irvo Asurim. Bifnei Shabayis Miuchedes Lebaleha, Bachatzer Rishus Lekulon, Nintzimosim Rishus Rishus, Afim Pishashtem Rishus Ayachid, Masa Siyag Natar Larchik Shal Yotzim Rishus Ayachim Rishus Arab. The Hachmilsa Lab Michilik Dalad Rishuyos, the Bein Irvo, Bein Lo Irvo, Rishus Ayachid, he, So here Rashi says that even without Shitufa Mavos and Eruvei Chatzeros, that we're dealing with a Rishus HaYachid Gemura. This is the Rashi that I was referring to before, but he doesn't tell us whether there's a Lechi and a Korah here. Right? He only is referring to, you know, the Eruv Chatzeros and the Shitufa Mavos part of it. So it's not clear that Rashi holds that a Mavui is a Rishus, at least not from this Rashi, that it's a Rishus HaYachid Gemura. Either way, Rashi wants to tell you that the din of Shitufa Mavos and Ruvah Chatzeros, right, is not one of the Dalad Rishuyos, because Rishus HaYachid Gemura, Alpi Din, even without the Shitufa Mavos. It would have been better if Rashi had told us what he thinks about, you know, without the Lechi, and the Korah. We know what Rebbe Yonason thinks, and we know what the Rambam thinks, the exact opposite. Even Daraisa, you know, it's certainly not a Rishus HaYachid. What's fascinating is, before I get to the back to Rishus HaRabim, is that Bali Tosis here asks, a Koshel Rajba listening hey Rishuyos, that Karpa Fiosim Ibe Sasayim, Shalahuka Fladira, Zork Rishus HaRam Latoko Ipcha Chayiv, Vematalton Al Dalara. What about the Birya, you know, the entity of Karpa? Yosef Beis Asayim. So the Rishonim ask this question here, and they ask it in Eruvin and Samach Zayin with Beis. Tosas here says, "Nishlomar da'ir Rishus Yachid Gamur el inyan dein metaltalin bo el bedalad amos asu ka karmelis vary kvar shana Rishus Yachid v'karmel." Between Rishus Yachid and Karmelis, it's all covered. Some Rishonim have different formulations where they say it's Rishus Yachid Gemura. It's just an iser tiltal. It's not even a bedrabanan. It's a Karmelis. That's a Karpath issue. The point I'm trying to make is, oh, so then Tosa says, Ulahachinami lotana chotzer shelo irvo. Right, both Rashi and, in other words, Tosa are addressing the question, how come chotzer shelo irvo is not mentioned in the Dalid Rishuyos? After all, they are mentioning Drabanans, or Dinam Drabanan, Karmelis. And some of the dinim of kachalos karmelos might be daraisa, or just makom patur. But it's the dinim are drabanan. So why not mention the carpet, and why not mention chatzer shelo yirvu? We could ask the same question. Why not mention mabui, right? Shelo shitfu. But we could ask even a better question. Why not mention mabui bli kora ubli lechi? Right. So I just without saying more about it right now, this is a very interesting question. Both on the shitfu from mabui seru chatzer is kind of especially for us right now without the lechi and the kora. Meaning, depends how you look at Mabu, our previous issue, right? Is it Rishus HaYachid Gemura with an Iser Tiltol, right? Or Midrabanan, it's like a Carmelis? Or Midaraisa, it's a Carmelis? What is it? And, maybe it's part of, again, the Rambam's answer to this question in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Dalet, Karen Zabis, might be that Mabui is really Mabui B'li Lechi B'Kora, is a Carmelis. It is included in the Dalet. Tosus and Ksuvus, Dav Zayin and Aleph, has a very interesting discussion about the, Mitoch or Ein Eruv Hotzah, either B'Yom Kippur or B'Yom Toch, a special favorite topic of Rabbi Chalap's, that what's the status of Carmelis? And what's the status of Tchumin? That's not our point right now. But what's the status also of Eruve Chatzeros? In other words, to what extent Midrabanan are these like, Hotzah? And if there's no Din Eruv, then this Midrabanan's of it don't apply either. It's a fascinating thing. In other words, the more you think that these are Isure Tiltul, have nothing to do with Hotzah, even on a Midrabanan level, the more they are, immune from, they're not affected by, Ein Eruv Hotzah or Mitoch. Okay. So what I'm asking is a similar question about, what would you say about Shitufei Mavos? Fine, but what would you say about Mabui, Beli, Lechi, Makora? Okay. Anyways, getting back to the bigger picture. So Rashi I should also just mention that there are some contrary indications in Rashi also. I mentioned before that Rashi's doesn't say that Mabui Lipnei Korav Alechi is Bishut Hayachid Gemura. It doesn't say that here in Eruvin, at least not in that base. And even here in Shabbos, it's not necessarily saying that, because he's speaking about the Shitufei Mavos and Eruv Chatzeros problem. I should mention that there are Rashi's in different places. Some of them that sound a little bit like the Rambam, that there might be a requirement of Dalid Mechitzos for Rosh Hashayachid Gemura. The Rashash deals with this question in the first parak of Shabbos, and many Achronim as well. Some of them suggest the same kind of suggestion that was made on behalf of the Rambam to distinguish between Omeid Rosh Hasharabim and Omeid Lekarmelis, that might solve the discrepancy in Rashi. But if indeed Rashi really holds that sometimes you need the four mechitzos for Rosh Hashayachid Gemura, so again, that would affect maybe not as much as the Rambam. It doesn't still mean that Korah and Lechi worked Oraisa as a chalos like the additional Kiddush of the Rambam, but certainly it would affect how we look at certain issues of them. Anyway, getting back to Rashi, how come Rashi omits Rosh Hasharabim Shishim Ribo in Erev in the base of Aleph, but not on Vav of Aleph? And of course we know it's not in the Gemara in Shabbos, but it is also in the Mishnah on Nun Tesam and Aleph. As Rashi seems to be seesawing, he seems to think that it's the definition of Rabim on Nun Tes, but it's omitted in Shabbos and it's not even mentioned in Erevin on base. And the question is there any pattern to that? And I'm totally speculating regarding that. I should add, just derech agav, that of course there are two other very prominent interpretations of the Mishnah Nun Tes to choose from. And the fact, therefore, that Rashi didn't is surely significant. One, of course, is the view of the Rambam and the Ramban, and most Rishonim, Amor and others, which is that Rabin means Bailus Shel Rabin. The other one is what Tosa Rosh and the Ritva, a quote in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, not doesn't appear in our Rabbeinu Tam, and that is Rochav Tezainav. Right, Bali Tos Rabbeinu Tam apparently, in those Makaros at least, thinks that Irsho Yachid and Irsho Rabim refers to the size of the streets. The Ritva has an interesting question based on that. I want to throw out in case I don't get a chance to get back to it, because time is limited. So the Ritva asks, he says, I don't understand the Gemara in Eruvin, if that's the case. I don't understand it according to Rashi, but I especially don't understand it according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Gemara says, here in Eruvin, number one, the Gemara says, Hei Chadami, Ir Shal Yachid Denasa Shal Rabim. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Kagon, right, the Iskarta the Resh Galusa. Right? Then the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman, my time, Ailem, Mishim Shchichi, Gabe Harmana, Mid Kri Adadi, Kli Yisrael Nami B'tzafer, the Shabbat Shchichi, Gabe Hadadi. Well, Rav Nachman, Iskarta the Nitzoi. Okay. So the Ritva said, I don't understand. Like, what's the big deal? Just saying that this thing went from a Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYachin. Like, what's the way after the Ketzad like this? It's so difficult. If it's about the Dinei Mamonis, he says, oh, that explains it because there's like a subtopic here, and that is how much Bailus of a Yachid, or how much association with a Yachid, ruins this din of Rishus HaRabin. So there's not only a factual question here, there's also a bit of a legal question. Now, let's say the Shmo Shel HaYachid is still alive, Lo Nishtaka Shmo, it's you know, it's Bloomberg's town and he owns the place, right? So let's say he doesn't own it anymore, he sold it to the Tzibur, but you know, people, his name, or Donald Trump, you know, his name's on everything. So people still associate it, still think about it, you know, in that way. Some Rishonim say that's the pshat, and others say, "Oh, it depends how many diurin there are, or does he have an option, you know, to buy back, or maybe it's renters versus owner." There are all sorts of shitos. What constitutes Irsho Yachid, Irsho Rabim? So the Ritva says quite fascinatingly, "So oh, that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, you know, in the lumdus of it, it's a legal issue. Like, what do we mean by this?" But that's only good, that's only true if we're talking about, you know, Bailos. But if we're talking about something like Shishim Ribo, or you're talking about Tezayin Amma, so that's like an objective fact. What do you need? Kates on this, Kates on that. The condition's there, the condition's not there. There's nothing subtle or amorphous about it. That's the Ritva's pshat. But he also asks it on another level, this becomes more important, and that is based on the Sugya and Nun Testament base. Mar says there, again, Hoysa Sharab Vardi. The Gemara tells a story. Rav Zera Arva Lemata Debei Rav Chia. Right, Lo Shavak Lo Shiur, meaning he treated it as if it was, even though now it was Shel Rabim, he treated it as he assumed, and as he was poshet, he was tolev that originally it was Shel Yachid, and therefore Lo Shavak Lo Shiur. So they allowed him to do one big, you know, box of matzah, you know, for the whole thing, as if it was originally, you know, Shel Yachid. So Gemara says, "Amalei Abaye, my time Avin Mar Hachi." Like on the basis of what? Amalei, so he said, "Savi Dida," you know, the Ziknei Ha'ir, Amrili, the Rav Chia Barasa Ma'ariv Kula. They told me the Rav Chia Barasi did it. It's his town. Ba'amina, Shma'amina, Yerushal Yachin, and Al Sharabin. So obviously, it was an Yerushal Yachin, and that's how he was able to do this. So then Abaye answered and said, "Amalei, Lididi Amrili." On the Sabi, I also spoke to the Ziknei Ha'ir, but they told me a little more. Hahi Ashpa, Havale Michad Gisa, Hashadi Panya La Ashpa, Havale Kishnei, Psachim, the Asir. But the problem is that originally, the problem wasn't only that it was a, you know, it was all Shnei. That wasn't the issue. That isn't why they were able to do Shatei. They were able to do it because it wasn't Mifulash. You know, it was sasum from one side. Okay, so the Ritva says, I don't understand. If it's a legal question, you know, about, you know, where you draw the line in terms of, you know, bailus, how much bailus or nishtakas shmo, or whether it depends on nishtakas shmo. So there can be some confusion about that. But if we're talking about a factual question, like, you know, tezayin ama, so say kanim sakan, like, what was his habamina? You know, he heard that that there were mishatef, you know, mishatef the whole city. So he assumed that the width of the streets, you know, must have been different. It's muksak kanim sakanaya. Whatever it is now, that's what it was. That's the Ritva's question. So this may be a very important in order to answer this question, you know, for Rashi on the one hand, and it also might be an issue even within the Ritva, because there are two reasons why this is or isn't Rabbanan and Doraisa here. One is the Rabin part, but there has to be something else. According to Rashi, it's the Tesayin Amma. According to the Gemara's case here, it's Mifulash Mi'ir Le'ir. To what extent is there a kind of mukzakos, right, when it comes to the details or the qualities of Rishus HaRabin? That's an interesting question that the Ritva is raising. The Ritva is assuming that there is, but even he probably has to explain, you know, the difference between Mifulash Mishar L'Shar and Tezayin Amma Baroka. So I hope to get back to this point in just a couple of minutes. But either way, this is part of the Shakuntarya. But since getting back to us, since Rashi chose to interpret the Gemara in terms of Shisha or Mishnah, in terms of Shisha Rebo, and not in terms of the width of the Rishus HaRabin or the bailus of the Rishus, so that's particularly striking. As I say, there are alternatives. And where does Rashi come up with this? I think that the answer is really very basic and might explain the various issues. Again, the Ramban, in his attack against Rashi, raises this question. Number one, Shisha Rebo doesn't appear anywhere in any explicit Gemara. Number two, it's omitted from the Sugya and Shabbos. Mikamakam anutmei im kein betchilas masechet Shabbos shashanu bebraisa heichla amru behushiyavru sham shishim ribo inami listeni bekarmelis yamu bika v'is stanis stavnis v'mokam she'ebo shishim ribo. Very fascinating. Anyway, Ramban wants to know, Ramban seems subtly to be raising the question, whether Shishim Rebo is a requirement for Rishus HaRabin, or Shishim Rebo is a hafgah of Carmelis. Right? So he wants, you know, he has two deos where he should put it. Interesting. The Chiteba b'mekomos kamayri b'inshilo mayri, I'll get back to in a minute. V'itmar lisninami midbar. He says it can't be that we're only interested in objective structural conditions and not population. Because what about Midbar? Tanya, Ezer Rishus HaRabin, Sratya, Platya Gedola, Mabosim, Filoshet, Umidbar. Right? The Tirtzi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, we'll get to the second. Om Rabbi Lakasha, Kam Bizman, Shal Yisrova, Midbar, Kam Bizman Azeh, Alma B'dayarin, Nami Irinan, B'braisa. Ba'od, Midkomar, Midbar, Bizman Shal Yisrova, Sham, Ubizman Azeh, Carmelis, Bechlal, the Irv Istria, Ta'os, right? The Talmud of the Midbar, Mishum Shein Derech Klusha, the Dami Labika. There's some stiras here in my opinion. I'll get to them in just a second. Anyways, basically, the Ramban, right, is asking about the omission from Shabbos and is seeing this as very crucial. But the truth is, one could ask the same question on the Ramban himself. But Ramban's own pshat in the Mishnah, as I mentioned before, is that it refers to bailus. Achshav ani chazer l'pirush haMishnah, this is after quite a lengthy excursus. Ir shal yachid v'nasa shal rabim, zehu shahoysa kol ha'ir mitchila shal adam echad, v'achshav nasa shal rabim, u'mitchila k'shoysa shal yachid, hu beso darim b'tocho, Ain Boshus Arab Leola. Even if you have all the structural things, if it belongs to Yachid, it's not Rosh Hashanah Doraisa. And then goes on, he says, my time of Rishus HaRabim Kishma Shehi Shel Rabim. Okay. Basically, the Ramban is in a certain way answering the question that he asked against Rashi, meaning he knows that, he says there seems to be a lot of evidence for this, but there's no makar for it. Like, there's a makar for Koma, there's a makar for, you know, not Makura, there's a makar for, you know, Mefulash, Mishar, Elshar, maybe, anyway. That's how you understand Sracha and Platya and so on. Mavos and Falashim, anyway. I don't know if it's, you know, Bli Ikum, but Bli, you know, whatever. So, but where does this come? So he tried to prove there are a number of Gemaras that imply that if you have the Bailus of a Yachid, that this din doesn't apply. But you can see he's subject to the same question. This Shlomo, at least the Balei Tosfos, quoted the Tosfos Rush of the Ritva, they have another problem, the Kandimsa Kanhaya. That's particularly an acute problem for them, much more so than population, which wanes and waxes, much more so for Bailos because of the Ritva's idea or even without. Okay, so the Tazayanama problem is a much bigger question for Balei Tosfos. But the point is, at least the Balei Tosfos aren't, according to that report, are interpreting the Mishnah, you know, in a way that is consistent with the Sugya in Shabbos. But the Ramban isn't, which would be fine, except that he's throwing stones at Rashi. Right? But I think the Ramban's answer is, I don't need the Gemara in Shabbos to tell me that Rosh HaRabim, right, means, is excluded by the Bailus of a Yachid. I think that's what these profound words mean, the ones I just read, right? Which are that's Shema. That's what the words mean. Rishus Harabim, Rishus Hayachid. So I think that the answer is that Rashi would tell you the same thing. Rashi thinks that Shishim Rebo, you know, Midigle Hamidbar, that Digle Hamidbar also teach you Mefulash Mishar El Shar, which is what he says on Avavah Min Aleph. That's already an extrapolation. But the real fundamental Hagdara of Diglei HaMidbar is what Klal Yisrael was as an entity, the Makom Nochechut HaTzibur, which was Shishim Ribo. And indeed, Tosus in Shabbos, interesting, Tosus in Shabbos on Avavah Min Beis says it more tentatively. Yeah, the Gemara in Vavamid Beis and Shabbos talks about Midbar. Amar Mar, Zuri Rishus HaRabim, Lemute Mai, Lemute Idak, De Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mahay Sadar, Rishus HaRabim, Mapsikasan, Yisal Kendal, Let's Study. Chomer Min Atzorech, Amai Karolei Gemura, Aydin Tani Reisha Gemura, Tani Nami Seifa Gemura, etc. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Ezer Rishus HaRabim, Stracha, Platya, Gedola, Mibos Amu Kalashim, Vaham Midbar. Amar Rabbi Yelo Kasha, Kam Bizman Shisrael Shurim, Bimidbar, Kan Bizman Azeh. So Rashi interprets Kipshuto, the Gemara, which is that Bizman Azeh, right, Eino Makom Hiloch L'Rabim D'Hochei Midbar Soshchiti, Bizman Shisrael V'Midbar Kashiva Rishus HaRabim. And then Tosus adds Mashma K'tzas, interesting, he doesn't think it's Mokrach, the Eino Rishus HaRabim Elim Kein Mitzuyin Sham Shishim Ribo Kemo B'Midbar. He gets this from this Hiloch in the Gemara, but mashma k'tas. Okay, Rashi says midigle hamidbar in the Testament Aleph and Erev. So I think one could suggest that, like for the Ramban, just the Ramban didn't see it that way. For Rashi, digle hamidbar, the hagdara of Rishus HaRabim, there are two dinim. One is what is Rishus HaRabim, and the other is one of the conditions, right, of Rishus HaRabim. For Rashi, Rishus HaRabim means the presence of a Rabim. Now what that presence means is itself subject to all sorts of debates. Rashi himself sounds differently in a few different places, and then the citation of Rashi by the Rishonim and the Achronim, meaning you need 600,000 you know, constantly in one place, throughout the day, you know, in the places that are samuch, but that are in and out. You know, what the exact, and of course, the halakha l'maisa, I'm making, you know, a short shrift of it at the moment. Halakha l'maisa, these are very crucial, which is a rabbi naraisa, if you hold shishim ribo. But, you know, the Ritva in particular is very flexible, and the poskim discuss this in great detail. But to me, that's more of a secondary question, although a critical halakha l'maisa question. The bigger point is that for Rashi, you don't need a limud, and it doesn't need to be in Shabbos. Shabbos is telling you the conditions, the details of Rishus HaRabim, the structural aspects of Rishus HaRabim. It's not telling you the Hagdara of Rishus HaRabim. The truth is that for Tosis, Reina Tam quoted Tosa Rosh and Rilba, apparently the width or the wideness of the highway is the fundamental Hagdara of Rabin. For the Ramban, and maybe for the Rambam, it's the Bailus which is Kovei. This idea that there are two dinim, that there's a definition of Rishus HaRabim, and then the conditions that support it, or the conditions which make it Chayav or Patur, or which can lose the status, may also dictate, without going into detail, they solve a little bit some of the problems in the Sugya and the Tesson Aleph that I was alluding to before. Namely, the idea that, at least with respect to Shitufei Mavos, right, when it comes to whatever the Mishnah is talking about, right, which means one thing for Rashi, one thing for the Rambam and Ramban, another thing for Rabbeinu Tam, right? There apparently is this initial status as Koveya, right? And you can even, you know, wonder or be mistopic about the change. Whereas it seems when it comes to other factors that are critical to Rishus HaRabim, that you can't, or and that it doesn't have that kind of impact. Let's say, you know, very briefly, there could be other explanations. I'm not saying it's the only way to answer these questions, but certainly for Rashi itself, there are very, very likely other explanations. But there are two factors in the Mishnah that, you know, allow, you know, this to take place. One is the fact that the, you know, originally it was a Rishus Shel Yochid, and now it's a Rishus Shel Rabim, so you can still have Shetuth of Mavos. But you wouldn't be able to do that if now it was a Rishus HaRabim, and it was a Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Let's say there was a Rechobos Shel Tezayin Amma cross, which is what Rashi says right in the Mishnah. So how do you figure out, you know, what keeps it, or, you know, in its original status, you know, vis-a-vis the Heter of Yitufa Mavos, and what doesn't? There are two elements here. So I think it's very possible that there are two elements in Rishus HaRabim. There's an element in Rishus HaRabim which has to do with its basic essential definition. There's another element in Rishus HaRabim which are the conditions of Chiv and Ptur, or even the conditions of remaining a Rishus HaRabim. But they're not fundamental and dark. Now the truth is that the Ramban kind of alludes to this idea a little bit, or maybe not, when he says about Rashi. Maybe Rashi will tell you that the Gemara is focusing not on people, but on structure. Now, he doesn't mean it the way I'm saying it, which I think is also the way he's answering the question for himself, you know, which is, there's a difference between, like, what is Rishus HaRabim and the details, the more, you know, the more flexible details, let's say, of Rishus HaRabim. But he is saying, perhaps, you know, something like that. But I want to address the points that the Ramban makes very quickly as well. Ramban says, well, you can't say that because the Gemara itself speaks about the Midbar. Oh, so is that a question against Rashi? So, what is the Midbar? Is the Midbar a din in population? So Tosa said, once the Gemara makes a distinction between Kan bizman azeh, kan bizman, you know, digle amidbar, that maybe that proves ksas raya mikan about shishim riba. But is that really, when the Gemara speaks about midbar, is it really talking about population? Maybe what it's really talking about is the quality of chetzah shel rishus harabim. And the truth is that no one should have understood this, this is a little bit ironic, better than the Ramban. Because Ramban goes on to explain that in his opinion, Shishim Ribo is not important. Kivin Shadrachim Kavushim Ubnei Adam Adam Ovrim Bahem the time of the Midbar Mishum Shein Derech Kavusha V'lo Mechuvenes Leilech V'alishum Makom the Dami Labika Shehirush HaSayachid L'Shabbos. Basically, the Ramban goes on to say that in his opinion, what is the Hagdara of Rishus HaRabim? Right? A point of access that, that serves, you know, conveniently the Rabbin. In other words, these arguments are not just technical arguments. For Rashi, let me say it this way, for Rashi, the Yesod of Rishus HaRabim is kind of the Platya. Right? It's a place in which there is the presence of a sizable population. For the Ramban, right, it's a place which conveniently serves the rabbin. It has nothing to do with the population, right? It may serve a little larger population. It has nothing to do with the numbers of the population. It's not the presence of a population. Now, according to the Ramban, in the end of the day, so what is the significance of Midbar? It's not numbers. It's the quality. Midbar, Bisman Hazeh, Midbar, Bisman Digle Midbar. One was a very accessible, convenient motorway or you know access point, and the other is not. So if you ask the Ramban the question, is Midbar a Hagdara in people, in Inshi, or in circumstances? I would say it's about the chepza or the chalos of the nature of Rishus HaRabim. What's ironic is that he doesn't see that when it comes to Rashi. I mean, Rashi will tell you two things. Number one, it is in the Sugin Shabbos, perhaps. That's what Kan Bizman Hazeh, Kan Bizman is. It's not in the original Brisa. That's because it doesn't need to be. Moreover, who says that the Midbar, even if Rashi didn't interpret, let's say, Ktas, you know, Raya Mikan. Maybe that wasn't Rashi's Raya. Maybe Rashi's Raya was Klal Yisrael, you know, is Rishus HaRabim. That's the Rabin. That's part of the Hagdara. Kishmo Kenu, like the Ramban said, I don't need a Makar. It doesn't need to be in Shabbos. It's more fundamental than that. As for the Midbar, maybe the Midbar is a Tanai, like the Ramban is saying it's a Tanai. Not in numbers, but in the quality of the place. Is this a Carmelist type place? Not because of the numbers. Is it an accessible, easily used kind of a place? Is it a Sratya or not? Similarly, the Rishonim I'll ask against Rashi, you know, Bali Tosis already in Bava Ben Aleph, about Taf and Nashim. Okay, we'll speak about that just for a second as well. Right, the Taf and Nashim made it more than 600,000. So why does Rishus HaRabim depend on the men between the ages of whatever and whatever? Oh, that's a very good question. So Tosa says on Bava Ben Aleph, no, since the numbers in the Torah are koveya, that's the Davar HaKhasho. It's something like the Torah saying, you know, there were 2 million people here, but you know, what made it a tzibor were the 600,000. So, the Ramban quotes this, and the Ramban rejects it. Ramban says it doesn't make sense. Ena teretz nachon shari kasuv vayavo anashim al anashim od libo shishim ribo mibnei esrim an shishim sof davar eno numashim muska batalmud shutzarabim sheishas reyama. The Ritva says, has a suggestion, which the guy I see on the bottom here thinks is exactly what Tosa says, but I don't think it is. He says maybe the Shishim Ribo, here, Vizui Nekusha Kolkach, Tafanashim De'erev Rav Lo Chashibi Lameil Beminyana, Keshem Shalai Hoi Bemisfar Pekudim Bamidbar. So I think that the answer And then he rejects it. But I think at the end, I don't think that that's the same as what Tosa says. Tosa says it's the misbar that the Torah counts. You see, that's the minimum for Rabin. The what the Ritva's quoting is, these were the people who mattered. So what I think one could say to rehabilitate that answer is that in the time of the Digle Amidbar, those are the people who mattered. Those are the people who were counted. That's inyan, the activity of the tzibor, or vis-a-vis what was considered the tzibor in that particular time. So it was the, you know, potential soldiers. It was all defined by Yotzei Tzava and who was going to live, you know, through the experience of the Midbar and enter into Eretz Yisrael, you know, and so on. Or the number of men who were in Maimed Har Sinai, who were Makabel, you know, that, with that particular number, you know, in the Yom Tov Shlomo Hakdama Bava Kama sense. And as such, the significant population, you know, that defined Tzibor was the 600,000 active, you know, chalos, you know, of these issues and matters. But that was a particular point in history where those conditions were kodeya, that's the particular dynamic that we cared about. We cared about a Tzibor that had a certain level or stature of activity. But what we learned from Dero Lidore Doros is that's the magic number. And where you live in a society where it's not based on Yotzei Tzava or who's going to, you know, go into the you know, into the next phase or not, then that becomes the idea. But if this is the case, so then the 600,000 isn't just a number. The 600,000, even as a number, is also a shiur in the chatzah of Rishus HaRabim. It means the presence of a certain, not quantitative number, but a certain kind of a dynamic society. In the time of the Midbar, Digla Midbar, that was defined by the men of a certain age. And throughout the rest of halachic history, it's defined by a diverse population of that size. But it isn't the numbers. It's the kind of dynamic society, or diverse dynamic society, that it represents. And I think that also helps to explain a little better some of the shittos that, even if you're dealing with, that allow for a more flexible hagdara of being inside, or being, you know, coming once a day, or being connected through schora. If you talk about a city, you know, it's a big city, a little city, it's not only defined, some cities are like cottage, you know, cities, and sleeping cities, you know, who sleeps there? And others are commercial cities. You know, what goes on there? And I think that's the idea presented by Rashi. This idea of Rashi, I think, would also explain if the Hagdara of Rishus HaRabim is Shishim Ribo, so then of course it gets extra prominence in Ir Shel Rabim in the Mishnah and Tesamin Aleph, but can only pick one. That's the same reason that it's omitted in Shabbos, is the reason that it's the primary definition, maybe even treated differently as a factor than the others on Nun Tesamin Aleph. But I think that's also the reason why it's a little bit omitted on Vavamin Aleph, I mean on Besamin Aleph, because again, for Rashi, it's not the confusion that a Mabui is a Rishus HaRabim. Mabui is definitely not a Rishus HaRabim. It may not be a Rishus HaYachid Gemura either, but it's certainly not a Rishus HaRabim. The problem is that, you know, you might see somebody carrying, you know, at the edge, and then you'll think you're allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim. But it's not because you're going to think that the Mabui is Rishus HaRabim. There's no Shishim Ribui in a Mabui. Right? Wherever the structural issues are, even that maybe Rashi is using to be a Mavkin and to differentiate himself from the Sheet of the Many Yonas. But I don't know. That at least is speculation. Sharp contrast to Rashi. Yeah.
The pathway is leaving out is because it's been in the air. Not every given street, Mela, Mabui's not going to have it either, but the street next door won't have it either.
Okay. Yeah, just saying the opposite way. The opposite of what I'm saying, but for the same reason.
The ear has to.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, right. That's also. I'm just trying to show that it's a totally different telephone. And it makes for greater flexibility in a certain sense. Okay. This idea of Rashi, I think the exact opposite view is the view of the Rambam and partially the view of the Rambam. So just very quickly, I mean, I think of not sure, but maybe has a little bit of impact on the Mabui issue that we discussed previously in the Rambam as well. The Rambam, as you know, also doesn't have Shishim Ribo, right? Not in Pirkei Mishnayos and not in Yad Chazaka, but it's much more than that. The Rambam does certain interesting things about Rishus HaRabim that should at least be noted, and I think that they have to do with a little bit with his view of Dalad Mechitzas and Rishus HaYachid and Mavui too. The Rambam says, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karma L'Samachim Petur. Right? Basically, that is a quotation of the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph. And that part is fine when the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Can't have any kindness, right? But then, the Rambam does two things, at least two things, maybe more, that deserve our notice, and he does them also in Perush Mishnayos in the beginning of Shabbos. He goes, says, Ezehi Rishus HaRabim, Midbaros, Ya'arim, Shvakim, Drachim HaMufalashim Lahed. Ubelvad, Shiyarocha Vaderech Tezayin Amah, V'lo Yia Alav Korah. Ezer Rishus HaYachid, Tel Gavoa, etc. What did the Rambam do? If you look at the Raisa in Shabbos, the Gemara has, as I recorded before, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmel is Makom Ptur, and then the Gemara is very orderly. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmel is Makom Ptur. Right? The Rambam, who is usually more orderly than the Gemara, starts off and quotes the Raisa correctly, but instead of doing Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, does Rishus HaRabim, and then Rishus HaYachid. That's number one. Number two, Midbar is not in the first Brisa on Bav Med Aleph. That's the Gemara's question. At Bav Med Beis, the Gemara says, oh, we have a Brisa in Midbar. The Gemara says, Kan Bizman Azev, you know, then this is the Kan Bizman HaMidbar, or whatever. Right? The Rambam, the first thing that he counts as Rishus HaRabim is Midbar and Ya'aros. Here, and you can look it up, in Perush Mishnayos as well. That's strange. But more importantly, it's not just the first, it's also shouldn't be here at all. Because the Rambam doesn't say anything about distinguishing between, you know, one time and the other. And according to the simple reading of the Gemara, certainly the way Rashi read it, the way Tosis read it, simple way or anybody would have read it, right? It shouldn't be true. Now, I always like to point out that, you know, the Rambam wrote a timeless code, you know, and he didn't just write a Sefer Halacha L'Maisa for his time. But that's one thing, and I think there's a lot of evidence for that. That doesn't mean that you instantiate, you know, something that's not true, right, or that was true only once, right? That would be absurd. So what's Midbar even doing here? And of course, Enosei Kalim asks this question. Magen Mishnah and others, yeah. Okay, but so how does that answer the question, though?
Why?
But it's, I mean, the Gemara does. The Gemara is Mechalei. Right?
True, anytime, no, it'll be out there anytime you have a Matthias that was done.
Oh, okay, but then shouldn't the Rambam at least spell that out? I mean, it's a good Sefer Halacha. I'm always saying, I stand by it, by the way. That's much more than a simple Sefer Halacha. And therefore, occasionally the Rambam will concede, you know, some efficiency on the pragmatic side to make his bigger, you know, universal point. But he's got to have it somewhere. It can't be misleading. But the impression that you get in the Rambam is that a Midbar and a Yar, a typical Midbar and a Yar, are Rishus HaRabim, and the first ones at that, right? So I hear what you're saying. You're saying, oh, it wouldn't just be there for once, so it's got to come back. So it's on the books. On the books, great, but you have to be Mefaret and the Chiluk. So the Magen Mishnah asks this question, and he basically throws up his hands in frustration. The Kesef Mishnah quotes Rabbi Raman and Rambam, you know, who we're sometimes skeptical about, but I like this particular one, although I'm not sure how you handle some other problems. But the Kesef Mishnah seems to like it too. And that is that the Rambam read the Gemara exactly the opposite. The Rambam read the Gemara saying that a Midbar you know, Bisman, when everybody's packed in, squeezed in like sardines, you know, and nobody can move, and it's not really a good access point at all. That in that circumstance, you know, it's not a city, it's a midbar, and it's a midbar where everybody's living there. I'm dramatizing a little bit, but I think this is the point. That's not a Rosh Hashanah. What's a Rosh Hashanah is a place where you have, you know, easy access, where anybody can use it. Anybody can use it easily and efficiently. In other words, Bizman Hazeh, a midbar, which is, you know, work well according to what you're saying, but even more, but to such an extent that's not even a problem anymore, right? That's the Kesef Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Avraham Rambam's reading of the Rambam. But if that's true, so then the Hagdara, and that's why I think it's interesting, that both in Perish Mishnayis and in Yad HaChazak, the first one is midbar. So basically, it turned, if you look at Rashi and you look at Rambam, what is the Rosh Hasharabim? It turns it on its head. I mean, for the Rambam and for Rashi, the classic Rosh Hasharabim is a platya, a place where there are a lot of, there's a huge population center. Right? For the Rambam, that's beside the point. The real Rosh Hasharabim is a public, a place of public access and convenience and use. If I had to say, I'd say a sratya more than a platya. We'll see in a moment, the Ramban holds this as well. But if that's the case, number one, then Digle Amidbar, number one, is not going to be a source for Shishin Ribo. This is not now me speaking, not the Kesef Mishnah. Because, I mean, Tosa said, well, maybe Digle Amidbar, the Bizman, you know, Uz, which was just, maybe that's the Makar. Okay. And Rashi says, it is Digle Amidbar, right? But according to the Rambam, you know, it's the opposite. Again, what the problem with the Rambam is, what do you do, but this is a problem anyway, what do you do with, you know, Mars and Azorek, another thing which seemed to say that the, well, Digla Midbar obviously was, which is a rabbit in some respect, in Asayinama, so how do you figure that out according to this view? Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is that for Rashi, which is a rabbit, is a population center. For the Rambam, it's a useful public highway or public byway. That's really what it is. So number one, you don't have the 600,000 big midbar anymore. But that's not good. But more than that, you don't have the mentality behind it. It's not the number of people that's, unless you would take this qualitative idea, you know, that I was pushing, you know, to answer Rabban's question, which I totally believe in. But you don't have to say that translates into the numbers. Oh. So I think that's what's going on in the Rambam. In the Rambam in general, the fact that he switched the order, you know, is very significant also for his view of Carmelis. Yeah.
Just point you out the Rambam.
Yeah.
In the way he describes it, as Mishnah Brura says, he calls it a place where Shus the Rambam be coming to Sofon.
Yeah. Is, and by the way, that's a language very close to what the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos are different gersos. The Ibn Tibbon, the Kapach, this new one now. Some of them say Mokom. Ram also starts there with Midbaros and Yarim in Pirush Mishnayos. That's his first Rosh Hasharabim. He also switches the order, by the way, in Pirush Mishnayos, which leads me to believe it's totally not a coincidence. Although it can't be a coincidence here either, because Ram's the master of order. So when he changes order, he even quoted the Brisa, then he switched the order. It's almost like he's putting up a sign. By the way, notice, guys, that I'm switching the order? Anyways, and to start with Midbar and Yarim, the problem ones, which aren't even in the original Brisa. But he said, so in the old Ibn Tibbon ones, I think, and with Makom Bekiya Sarabin, right? And I think in the newer ones, they have even a better Lashon. Yeah, in the Kesef Mishnah, he goes on to explain about the problem of Yar, right? Yaakov? Just 1 second. First Pirush Mishnah is here. First Pirush Mishnah is in this. Just 30 seconds, I can't get it all top it. I checked it, the language is particularly good.
Yeah.
Makom Sheyidrachu Bo Kol HaAm Kula. So that's not a population center. Right, that's a point of act. What are you reading from?
The
there are different. Yeah, exactly. So that's even better than Makom B'Kiyah, because Makom B'Kiyah Shram is from the Gemara. We don't know exactly what that means. You know, obviously this has very important, you know, implications. So that's not, you know, again, you, in theory, could have said, oh, 600,000 people have to come through it, but that's not the point. It's the potential, the nochiut, and the, you know, and what it accomplishes for you. So what's fascinating is that, again, where does Carmelis, you know, come in, right? So in the Gemara, the order is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, right? Carmelis, right? And Carmelis Makom Patur. The Gemara has a line in Shabbos. There are actually opposite lines in different places, but the Gemara, a few places, has this line, and some Rishonim have this line more expanded, and others say it the opposite way. That sometimes there are some cases of Carmelis that we call we call them Rishus HaYachid because they're not Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, I don't want to get into this right now so much, but the Carmelis, as we know, is kind of a hybrid, right? And the question, the big issue in Carmelis is like, so what is it? Is it half? Is it neither? Is it closer to one? Is it closer to the other? So there's a lot of evidence that for some Rishonim, at least, Carmelis is probably closer to Rishus HaRabim than it is to Rishus HaYachid. But I think the evidence for the Rambam is that Carmelis is really a subset of Rishus HaYachid. And part of the reason for that is because, for example, the Rambam I mentioned before, again, in the order of presentation, it's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Carmelis, but one of the examples of Carmelis is Mabui Sasum, like we just said, Karen Zadis or Mabui Sasum, which has three, according to most Rishonim, that is Rishus HaYachid, the Raisa. For the Rambam, that's a Carmelis. Right? But I think the consistency here is, again, for the Rambam, the Ikar Rishus HaRabim is, well, again, one more time, what was the language in the Pirshei Mishnayos? Makom Sheyidrachu Bo Kol Ha'am. A public access place. The Carmelis, that's the problem with the Carmelis, it's not so accessible. The public have permission to use it, maybe, but it's not an accessible place. It's like a midbar, you know, when it's not so convenient to use it, like a yar, when it's not so convenient to use it. The Kesef Mishnah you were asking me about before, he talks about the Shakol Tzrichim Le'etzim, right? He's trying to... what?
Once you have, what's the stop? What do you need Shacha, Pacha, and Mogu for? What do you need this list?
Oh, so and number one, no, I think so that could, because it's not only there's the Ikar ones, and then so I think our two ways to go with that.
What about every single side
yeah,
street?
Let me say three things very quickly, and we'll have to wrap it up soon. One is, it's so fascinating in the Rambam also. Again, I've given you my take on the Carmelis part, and also the Mabui Sasum, therefore, is a Mabui Sasum probably couldn't be it wouldn't be a Carmelis. I'm sorry, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim for the Rambam, right? It's like Makom Sheyidrachu, you know, it's a private place, basically. It belongs to the, you know, but it is close to Rishus HaYachid in the Rambam's view of Carmelis. But let me just say this, I'll take off questions just one second. It's fascinating also, the Rambam has Midbaros, Yarim, Shvakim, Udrachim HaMufalashim Lahem. Right? He has no sleepover places here. Right? Shvakim is, you know, also people coming in. That's the closest one. But of course, Drachim HaMufalashim. And then he adds Ubilvad, Sheyu Rochav Aderech Tezayin Amav Leyolav Tikra. The Bilvad is fascinating in the Rambam. Right? And he has exactly the same thing in Pirshei Mishnayos. Meaning, just as an example or a contrast. So Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos HaRosh and in the Ritva, says that, you know, the Ikar, let's say, you know, Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim, is about the width. That partly provokes that Ritva's question about Kanimsa Kanhaya. Fine. Right? But for the Rambam, it's not even on the list. It's not even a, it's a bilvah. That's a condition. But I'm saying, what is a Rishus HaRabim? Right? It's Midbar, it's Ya'ar, it's Shvakim, okay, Shvakim. People don't live in the Shuk, but people pass through it. It's an important access point. It's utility-wise an important thing for the Rabbin. And Drachim HaMufulashim, right, highways and byways. Ubilvad, which also is conducive to that. It shouldn't be Makura, right, and it shouldn't be, it has to be Tazai. You don't want it to be what's it called? Claustrophobic. Right, it's got to be ease of use. That's part of the, those are the conditions, though. Those are two different deeds. That's A. B. The Ramban. So the Ramban also, ironically, or maybe not ironically, the Ramban also ends up basically saying that what is Rishus HaRabim? Again, not a population center. He also doesn't like Shishim Ribo, right? And again, I think there's a bit of an unfair, you know, standard in the Ramban, meaning what I said before. On the one hand, he's saying, "Oh, Rashi can't tell you that Midbar is not about Anashim, that the Sugin Shav is not about Anashim because it's about Midbar." But he himself and the Rambam understand that Midbar is not about people, number of people. Right? It's about Drachim Kavushin. That's exactly what he himself says. That's why it's not fair. Hilka Kol Mavusha. The Ramban, in two places, that's what he says. Kivin shadrachim kavushin ba midbar, who b'nei adam over in Bahem, tamid midbar she'in derech kavusha, v'lo mechuvenes leilech ba b'shemav. You're not saying the shita of the Ramban. And he thinks that, you know, b'zman, you know, Hamidbar, that's when it was a Rishus HaRabim. You're not agreeing with Ram on that point. But he too is describing Midbar not for the people, not the people that were there, but for the, well, it was user friendly. And it was it was something that served the public, anybody and everybody. Right? So what's fascinating is that you asked me the question about, you know, well, how do we, you know, Stratya and Platya. So there is an indication, both in the Rajva and in the Ramban, that Stratya and Platya are two different types of Rishus HaRabims. So the Rajva in Avodas HaKodesh, which I put on the Marmakomo, says this, regarding Delosos, Ninolos, let's say you have, you know, a full Rishus HaRabim, but it is contained within, you know, real walls. Ezer Rishus HaRabim, Kol Mokom Sherachov Tezayin Amo, Al Tezayin Amo, Umiskatsin Shom Bnei Adam, Yeshora, Velasa Shom Tzracheyem, Bishvakim Sheba Medinos, Afal Pisha Velasa Sa Medina Ninalas Balayla, Zui Platya Shoma. The Chein Amavos, Amit Pulashim, this is beginning of Shar Gimel. Amit Pulashim, Tizchei, Mechavan, Zek, and Agadzea, Urechav on Tezayin Amo, Va'am Obrim Beinehem, Kedigley ha midbar veha agalos, Amedra Ramurim Shain Blasasayim Meulos Palaila. Ay Blasasayim Nalus Palaila, Ainza Rishus HaRabim, Shain Rishus HaRabim, Elohan Nimsa Larabim Bakosha. And what's with the Rajba? The Rabbish Rajba says, if you have a platya, which is, by the way, 16 amma square, not just 16 amma wide, right? That's what it says. And this caption from Bnei Adam Luskora, so there seems to be a dimension issue and also a functional thing, meaning, you know, people hang out here. It's a static place, right? I guess there are shvakim and there are shvakim, you know. There are different types of commerce, you know. This is like a static commerce place. The point is, it's a hangout for a lot of people. So, Apopisha Dlasa Samadina Ninolas Palai, doesn't matter. Zuhi Platya, and that's a Rishus HaRabim. That's a big Kiddush. However, if you have a Sratya, Mavo Samafulashin of Piskei Mechavanim Zeh Keneged Zeh, it still needs to be Rachav Tezayin. Not all Rishonim agree with that. Also, they say Pismorach and whatever. Right? as long if it's also say nulos palayim, that kills it, because it's not what's inside. The whole point is that it's the access, you know, unfettered access from one place to another, serving the public, you know, uniting the people, uniting big tzibors across, you know, kind of like poetic, you know, like the highways, you know, authority. Anyways, but the point is there are two different Rishus HaRab, two Mechaidim, Rishus HaRab. So the Ramban himself also says this, and says it twice, L'shitaso. One, as a suggestion that he then rejects, but the Havamin of the Ramban is important too. Ramban says, maybe what you could say is that in a Palatia you need Shishim Ribo, but in a Sratia you don't. Shemadas Rishon and Lomar, Shasratia, Shehi Kavusha, Chutzla Yaros. It's not even in one city, it connects cities. Right? It's the great combiner. The whole Kamimenu may ear to ear, Mimedina Limedina, Ad Sof Kola Olav. Right? No one is as good as writing this stuff as the Ramban. Right? Ain medak to gemba, but over and aleh shishim ribo. We don't care about the numbers. It's the not because there are, you know, from here to the end. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is it's a rishus harabim because of its functionality and all of that. That's what makes a rishus harabim. So the numbers don't matter. Kulamahu avotocha ir ain shom rishus harabim below shishim. That's defined by a population zone. That needs a chalos population of Shishim Ribo to have a kedigle amidbar. But then he says he doesn't like it. Then he revives the idea again when he talks about Rabbi Huda. Right? Somebody should speak about Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, you know, has this fascinating shita, and the Rishonim really, really struggled because it seems like, you know, it just can't be from other Gemaras and rather Rabbi Huda's. Rabbi Huda said that two mechitzos break up the Rishus HaRabim and create a Rishus HaYachid. So how do you ever have a Rishus HaRabim anywhere? I mean, there's always something on the side. Right? Mil Rabbi Huda, the Sofer, Shnei Mechitzos HaRaisa, says Ramban, Ein Lecha Rishus HaRabim B'toch HaIr, Afil Rachav Kama. Ela Stratia, the only maybe you can think of is Stratio Midbar. Then he has to come up with a big Kiddush to say, aye, but even in a Midbar, there's something on the Apal Pishi, Yafsha Shaliyah, Harim, the Bekos, Saviv Lahem, Kol Sheena Mechitzah Niris, La'om, the emtza the indikaris lahen inam b'shem mechitza v'akevus u'ma'etas al harabim klum ein b'toras mechitza. Wow, big chiddush about what a mechitza is, right? I mean, if you don't see it or it doesn't have any like a mechalap, it doesn't, you know, impose any, even if it's only two sides, but it does something. It, you know, it restrains you a little bit, you know, maybe even to the clock. If you ever drive on one of those narrow things, you know, where you're going to fall off the cliff, if they have little things there, even though if you touch them you're going to fall off the cliff anyway, you can do it with much greater confidence. But you just feel you're enclosed. So you have to have a feeling of being enclosed in the midbar for these mechitzos to work for you. So that's one possibility. Inami, yesh lomar od, shelo amar Rabbi Yehuda shnei mechitzos Torah le'berachov, berachov sheish asrei, shederach harabim, ovrim sham, ein harabim nikvayim ve'omdim sham. Right? The Gomar mi midbar, the lake of mechitzos. Aval platya gedola shalir rechava harbei, shaharbei miskapsim sham leshuk, kivin sharabim kvum viomdim kolayom. So great the language. Zeo reshus rabim gemura. Meaning, if you have a platya, so we have the din of Rabbi Yehuda. And if you have a sratya, which is always on the move, it's not the location inside it, frozen, static, you know, population. So then we don't care that there are two mechitzos. That's a different two dinim. Anyways, then he has a, in Muhammad, he has a different pshat about parutz being working there. There are other ways to get out of the Rabbi Yehuda problem. Anyways, but the point is, what this will bring it to a close for today. So we started off by just pointing out that the background for Mabui, for Tikkun Mabui, is A, to figure out what the status is d'oraisa. Is it, you know, we should say Yachid Gemura? Is it Carmelis? What exactly is it, d'oraisa d'rabbanan? What are we trying to be mitake? What is the impact of Lechi and Korah, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, etc.? Especially for the Rambam, we've noted that these are just Drabbanans. Talk about Hekir and Mechitza too, for the various Rishonim. But, you know, there are a lot of interesting questions about Mavui. And we have to understand, you know, what came before, what is accomplished, etc. And that obviously will affect all the Pratim that, a lot of the Pratim that will be, you know, learning in the Daven to come. However, then I tried to just take a foray also to look back to kind of a bigger question, which may or may not have direct consequence, and that is, what is the nature of Rishus HaRabim? Definitely, Mabui at one level is trying to prevent the confusion of Tilton Rishus HaRabim. So, being Parutz Rishus HaRabim, what is that? And what's the significance of that? And does it make a difference whether or not we look at Rishus HaRabim in two very fundamental ways? We examined it through Shishim Ribo, and a little bit now also through the possibility of Platya and Sratya, two paradigms of Rishus HaRabim. Namely, is Rishus HaRabim primarily about the presence of a certain large population? Or is it really, and it's about what goes on inside, or is it about the avenue of going from place to place, and then Makom Shimush HaRabim, and the Silas HaRabim, Kvishim, etc. Depending on that, the way that we look at Mabui and its relationship to Rishus HaRabim, Parutz Rishus HaRabim, is going to be very, very different. Moreover, in my opinion, this is speculation, the Rambam's Shita about Rishus HaRabim, his switching of the order, his view of Karbalas, his view of Midbar, etc., also affects his understanding of the relationship between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim in a much bigger issue. And again, Shirom and Shabbos, a couple of years ago, we spoke about this a lot. And that is, are Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid basically opposite Rishuyos, but measured in the same kind of way? Or they're just totally different? I'll just throw out one. I think the most Rishus HaRabim may be more of a default, Rishus HaRabim more of a non-Rishus, in other words, to some extent. Rishus HaRabim is more about function, you know, and what happens there, or what it accomplishes. Rishus HaYachid is far more about structure. And that affects things like Tzidei, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Avir, Kluta, what I call embassies, Yad. I don't want to go through all that, but the point I'm trying to make is that the Rambam Shita, Rambam has two radical Shitas. He has a Shita about Rishus HaRabim, and then he has a Shita about Rishus HaYachid. It's much more difficult to create Rishus HaYachid for the Rambam than for any other Risha. Especially if it's Omeid Parutz Rishus HaRabim. But I think the reason that is true is both because of the Rambam's view of Rishus HaYachid, but also because of this view of Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, if Rishus HaRabim is all about an access point, And what that does, even if it was about an enclosed area that had a certain character and then enclosed a certain population, so, you know, Rishus HaRabim is what it is. But if Rishus HaRabim is, what's the language again? Makom she yeah. So then the ability, or the something which is part of Rishus HaRabim, is really a problem to be a Rishus HaYachid. And I think that this is my speculation, without any evidence. But in other words, the two radical shitas of the Rambam, what is Rishus HaRabim, and the added requirements of Rishus HaYachid, especially when it faces Rishus HaRabim, are connected. But I think that surely impacts on his understanding, practically for sure it does, of Lechi and Korah Doraisa as a Chalos Rishus HaYachid, and as some of the challenges in Mavui. Okay, so that's the Mavui, or the Mavo, a little bit to the Mavui, with a little bit of mavo to Rishuyos, and to be so I get it finished before you have to pressure or reverence?
Yeah.
I know you want to ask about it, sorry.